This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and to find your next favorite artist, band, album, or song. And if you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Josh Ritter. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, Josh is such a warm and kind and welcoming and talented person, and he's such a friend of the station. And this new album, it really, honestly, when I listen to it, it just kind of cracks my heart open. It's very visceral. I have a very visceral reaction to it. Talk to me about hearing these beautiful songs live in the studio and getting to catch up with Josh, who you've talked to many times before.
I think Josh is probably one of the great artists of our time. He is, you know, as you mentioned, multifaceted. He is a painter, a writer, a musician, and he is very well read, as you can tell from these songs. And they're deep. They're really thoughtful. And I say that, you know, a lot of people, if you're going to make an album, if you're going to do anything, you're going to be thoughtful about it, especially if other people are going to consume your art. But he is thoughtful on a really different plane of existence. He's really a deep thinker. And some of these songs are, wow, they're really out of this world. Like Truth is a Dimension. Wow. That song blows my mind. It blows my heart open, but it also blows my mind. How interesting and how smart this guy is. Wow. He's really also incredibly talented with melody and with song. And when he sings, you do feel it. So I understand why people are so moved, and as am I. And we've been moved by him for a long time. We've been fans of his since the very beginning, and we'll probably stay with him. Everything he puts out, we're definitely going to put an ear to. And we love to follow his wild ways. In fact, there's a great new song on the album called that, and we're going to listen to it now, live in Studio A. It's Josh Ritter.
I've never been so lost. Didn't have a home, and though it tried, my heart could not pay the cost for a life on its own. I hadn't hit bottom, maybe I was still falling, till I saw the sun on your face. I heard my higher calling. Considered the lilies, the spiritual torments. I looked in the crystal balls up into the infinite orbits, barefoot over coals, desert spot crawling. But all that it took was one look. I heard my higher calling. And I give all my hours, I give all my days, I give everything I have to your wild ways. I give all my nights, I give all my days, I give everything I have to your wild ways. I hear a higher calling. I hear a higher calling. I hear a higher calling. Higher calling. Yeah. A poet once told me I was a drop in the ocean,
but also the ocean was me. There was no separation. You're part of me, baby. Come on, honey, climb in. Look into my eyes, see your mirror and my higher calling. And I give all my hours, I give all my days, I give everything I have to your wild ways. I give all my nights, I give all my days, I give everything I have to your wild ways. I hear a higher calling, I hear a higher calling, I hear a higher calling, I hear a higher calling.
There's Josh Ritter with his Wild Ways, a live performance of that knockout new tune from Josh's new album, I Believe in You, My Honeydew. I'm Elisa Ali here at WFUV. So pleased to have our friend back in the studio with us again. Welcome back, Josh.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Elisa. Thanks. It's awesome.
We love it when you come to WFUV. Fun fact, you've been here more than any other musician.
Is that actually really...
You're tied with Willie Nile.
All right.
But we're gonna have you back one more time, and then you'll win.
That's cool. Well, I'm gonna talk to Willie Nile.
We're stacking the odds in your favor. No offense, Willie Nile. But
that's
anyway,
amazing.
We always have you because you have consistently been putting out great music. I should just say great art. For a while now, and we always want to know about it. And I'm so impressed with your new album, I Believe in You, My Honeydew. And by the way, thank you for naming it that. It's so fun to say.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's got a great ring to it, and it is just a really gorgeous collection of new songs.
I love
your Wild Ways.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You've harnessed them and you've put them into this record. There's a lot going on. A lot of different themes on this album. And I think we should start with talking about maybe the muse, right?
Because
this is kind of a big thing for you. You are always chasing the muse, waiting for inspiration to come. But this album, you decided to dedicate to the muse and write a song for your muse.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about your muse, your honeydew.
I'll start with saying, for many years, and for my whole life as a songwriter or artist or whatever it is that I'm trying to do, I think, you know, my whole life, I had always considered that maybe this stuff wasn't all internal, you know? Maybe I wasn't thinking of all this stuff. Maybe I was just open to writing it down. And that became a belief that I held and that sometimes paralyzed me, because if I couldn't find it, I couldn't write it down, or if I couldn't hear it. And over time, that theory of my own kind of consciousness and my own work with this other started to refine into thinking, well, maybe my muse is just, you know, maybe we work on this stuff together. Maybe I have to work on it in a certain way to make my muse happy, and my muse, you know, is happy enough that he'll make me happy, or my muse, whatever it is, will make me happy, and we can work together. You know, so I kind of came up with this idea that the muse is sort of like an unstrung guitar, you know, and I am the strings for my muse, and my muse is the strings for me, and we are each other's choir, you know, and that we work together on something. And so going into this record with this belief now, fully intact, it made me realize that we work together on something, and I'm going to work together on this one very specifically with the idea that my muse wants to write a record, and my muse wants to know what it's like to sit out under the stars and have a campfire after you finished recording, and my muse wants to spend time with my friends. My muse may not be able to appreciate, maybe not be able to experience these things the way I do as a human, but if I invite them in, then the world is a banquet. You know, and that's what this record was about. It was about kind of finding little things about what it means to be human and to try and have human dignity in this time and human curiosity and wonder and just for the idea that maybe a muse would like to experience those things.
That's so kind of you to give back to the muse. I appreciate that it's a two-way street.
I think that it's maybe the biggest thing that that we have is a mistake maybe that we make in thinking about the artistic muse is that it's an all-powerful thing rather than maybe a kitten out in the cold and you just need to bring it in, you know.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of thinking about your muse, maybe wanting to experience what it's like, you know, under the stars at a campfire with your friends, you've recorded this record with your friends again.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it was a wonderful experience. You talk a lot about the city where you live, New York City. Thank goodness you're in our city. That's great.
Yeah.
But you went out far. You were in Minnesota for this record in a place that is called Pachyderm Studios.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this experience because it sounds really wonderful. You went out hiking and you did a bunch of things on your own, painting, and then went to work, had breakfast, went to work with your friends that you've, so you've made this record with, you know, some of the same friends that you've been with for a while.
Yeah.
Tell me about the experience of recording this.
The fundamental theory, or I should say the one experience I wanted to have was that we were going to record in a place with a dark sky and you could see the stars real easy. I know that kind of sounds absurd and very like artist creatively thing, but actually it allowed for me to like narrow down the places where I wanted to work to being places that were a little bit isolated, not too close to a city, because when you get to a city, sometimes when you're recording, there's predator confusion. You can do anything you want. You could like bring in somebody who could play a part, or you could do these things and maybe get a little like lost in the city at night, and there's distractions. And here is a place to focus down, not to work, but to like appreciate that we are having an experience and having a communion together as friends that have been doing this for so long. And, you know, there's family now. We've got all older and have more responsibilities. And sometimes it's harder to tap into that celebratory kind of nature and the communal nature of being a band like we were 20 years ago. So it's important for that. And like I chose Pachyderm out in Cannon Falls in southern Minnesota because it just seemed far out in the middle of nowhere. It seemed like a comfortable place for my friends to be, and it just felt right, you know.
And talk about feeling right. You mentioned wanting to be somewhere where you're looking up at the stars, and there is a really, wow, I get chills when I hear this song. Truth is a dimension, both invisible and binding. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a part in this song where you're looking up at the dusty sky, and it is so, I mean, I get chills thinking about it. It's so wonderful how you combine kind of science and emotion in this one song, which is kind of about, you know, a lost love, but also fusing this kind of otherworldly feeling. Can you talk a little bit about this song as we get into it?
Yeah, I will say that I wrote this song and it became a cornerstone of this record in my mind, you know, like a seed pearl for the rest of the songs, because it was about, because I wrote it in a way that I was just writing about a relationship and an amateur astronomer, you know. I thought that was like a fun thing, and I started, and then suddenly in the middle of the song, the nature of truth was just appeared to me, and it took the song in a whole different direction. The voice came in, and the voice said these things, and I made them rhyme. But like, you know, it brought me back to a long time ago when my parents were neuroscientists and they were teaching in Southern Australia. And for some reason, they let me, I think I was 15, maybe 16, and my brother, who was much younger, go on a bus, take a bus to the middle of Australia to Uluru, to what's known as Ayers Rock, and this enormous rock in the middle of of the desert. And I figured it out once that it'd be like driving from New York to Nebraska. And there was nothing out there. And then when you got out there, you were looking up and you were looking into the Milky Way. So that the Magellanic Clouds, this dust and all these things, would float in front of portions of the Milky Way and seeming to be just clouds in our sky, but clouds that were millions and millions of, you know, of years old and so far away. And, oh, man, it never left me. And I do feel that perhaps, like, just the oscillations of the stars in our atmosphere sometimes even seem to be speaking if you look closely, you know. And so the song turned into that. And I was so happy it did, because I was just at the very beginning just minorly annoyed at this guy named Neil, you know. I can't write a song about that, but that was cool.
It's a wonderful combination, and we're going to listen to it now. Truth is a Dimension, live here in Studio A. It's Josh Ritter.
I got off the highway north of Desert Canyon Station. I was driving with my headlights off, just stars for navigation. My telescope, my notes, my ham sandwiches and coffee. Sometimes you must be all alone, there ain't no way to not be. I was thinking about Tanya, how things had rearranged and everything had gone full circle. We were back to being strangers. She was with a man named Neil now, that's all I knew about him. But I was happy she was happy, real happy that she'd found him. It was just after 11 when I pulled off at the lookout. The parking lot was empty, though the air still smelled like cookouts. And yes, I admit I toked one. That doesn't change what happened. And anyway, you're not my parents, and it really helps my mapping of the system 611, a Magellanic cluster. I've been watching for a while. I got my telescope adjusted and I turned it on an unassuming patch of dusty sky that was really 50 billion stars, a billion light years wide. And all at once it felt as if time had been suspended, and a vision poured into me like a bottle been upended. I was filled with revelation, both infinite and finite, that filtered down the telescope and coded in the starlight. It said truth is not immutable, itself is a dimension. Truth can be both weighted down and warped in strange directions. Truth has a shape that alters each according to observer. Sometimes you must be close to it, sometimes you must be further. Truth can bend and truth can break, depends on how you ask it. It frays or it may blaze out at some Paul bound for Damascus in it. Sometimes gets mistook for God, sometimes for its servant. It both exists and doesn't, like a star that's not observed yet. Which all at once returned my thoughts to system 611, still twinkling down the telescope into my mind from heaven. And I stood there looking upward as the darkness turned to dawn, and received that strange transmission till finally it was gone. I knew beyond a shadow my discovery was real, but the person that I longed to tell was sound asleep with Neil in some parallel dimension. Maybe Tanya was still mine, but in this one she loved someone else that left me to search the sky. So I went ahead and wrote this to alert you to my findings. I call it truth is a dimension, both invisible and blinding. You can give me the awards now, you can knight me, or whatever. I got nothing going on, now me and Tanya are together. Oh, go ahead and laugh at me and all of my conclusions. Symposiums and seminars and think tank institutions. And you may even talk to Tanya. Let me ask you if you do. Please tell her I still love her. That will always be the truth.
Love that song so much. I don't know why I whispered it, but it's true. I get chills. I think that's one of your best songs ever.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And it is from Josh Ritter's new album, I Believe in You, My Honeydew. Josh Ritter is here with us, and I'm always so impressed that you can remember all of the words, because your songs are pretty lyrically dense.
They are, and I think sometimes just the act of writing them down forces them into my mind, but then also I never think about the words when I'm singing. Usually some scenes show up, you know, and they're the drawer that all those words come out of, are the scene of just like looking at pulling into a lookout or something. And for some reason, it never goes the other way around. It never goes words first. It's always an image.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense, because you're also a painter.
I guess so.
And so you probably have a very visual way of dealing with creativity.
Yeah,
but, you know, I am so moved by the words on this album and in your, you know, within your songs, all of your records. And I'm so interested, because there's a lot of kind of religious ideas that come up in this. And then that last song, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a killer, that last song.
The Throne, yeah.
The Throne, where you get to the throne and there's no one there.
Yeah.
And then you have to somehow keep the faith that it'll still be all right. And you have to somehow believe in yourself. And it just is a great way to think about life now, instead of putting it off and just hoping that something is going to be better in the future. Just maybe be here for yourself right now and believe in yourself right now. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you see religion fitting into, because it definitely is helpful.
Oh,
right?
Sure. I guess, you know, I would say that you know, I had to, at a certain point in my life, I had to like leave the beliefs that I had grown up with and been taught so deeply, you know, and I found that to be very liberating for me. I found that I couldn't write the songs that I wanted to write if I wasn't allowed to think the things I needed to think. And I thought, well, if there is a God, I need a God bigger than the one I've been given, you know, and until I find that, I will go out on my own. Over that time, I found that ideologies and ideas that I grew up with have failed me and failed all of us humans over and over again. But the thing that I have not been failed by in major ways as my fellow human beings who are recognize the humanity of each other. And that the throne is about realizing that we as regular human beings are often now in the process of getting our own personal mythology stripped away from us. And by mythology, I mean not only what we choose to believe, but also who we think about ourselves, what we think about ourselves. We're so easily now commodified in the world through all the ways that data is scraped from us and made to constitute our souls, you know, and sell our souls back to us, that it's easy to believe that we don't matter. But like each of us has the power to make mythic decisions, even on these tiny little levels and without any recognition. And that's the kind of mythology, and that's the kind of beauty that I hang to in the human spirit, even right now when sometimes that seems very dicey, you know?
Yeah. What I appreciate about you and your music is that you acknowledge that things can be dicey and that there is challenge.
Yeah.
You know, life is hard. And, you know, you're not always in a great mood, but
yeah,
there's always hope in your music, and I love that.
And I think really also that we are allowed to think beyond our own selves and our human beings to something larger that maybe we'll never get an answer to, right. You know, and we'll never know on this earth. But it definitely can make people's lives easier to have a belief in something. And I, one thing I would say is that is beautiful, and like, but you cannot impose that on anybody else.
Absolutely.
You can't bring that on to anybody else.
100%. And one thing that we can impose on other people is our music.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that right now. I'm going to insist that you play us one more song.
Awesome.
To close out this session. And it's a real Thunderbird. Tell me about Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. This is one I wrote. I wrote it on the piano in what Sam, my piano player, calls my Frankenstein playing. recently reanimated. But something about that keeps made the this song was a song that I wrote like some of my earlier songs, like To the Dogs, where I closed my eyes and images just kind of came through, and I wasn't sure what they were about until I realized it's a song about being somewhere in the Badlands and seeing something shiny fly by you on the highway and just wanting to follow it all the way.
I love that. I love that. All right, and we'll get into it right now. Josh Ritter, what a pleasure it is.
Thank you so
much. To have
you
here in our studios again, and what a pleasure it is to have new music from you. I believe in you, my honeydew, and we are going to hear Josh Ritter play Thunderbird now on WFUV.
I won't worry about the things that I can't change. Yonder roving doom or the trouble train. Just give me that dusty throat that's singing in that western strain. My love for you might be young, it's wide as the plains. You should have seen them coming, you should have seen them go. Alexander curls atop a calico. Oh, now they haven't heard a single word, no bugle blow. My love for you might be young, it won't be laid low. Thunderbird, who is it shakes your blood? Who is it swims the water of your blue lake? So Thunderbird, is it me you're thinking of? If you gotta take somebody, I hope it's me that you take. The wine, the winter mucker, the Mardi Gras, those old melodious fishes, the piano card, and all those things that ring so ancient, though they're bells or not. My love for you might be young, you're the one that it wants. A Thunderbird, who is it shakes your blood? Who is it swims the water of your blue lake? A Thunderbird, is it me you're thinking of? If you gotta take somebody, I hope it's me that you take. Over and over I've prayed your name, over and over and over again. Run between the railings, honey, slip between the seams. I'm seeing you in dreams. I loved you then, I love you now, I love you into the gloom. Never been the type to leave the party over soon. So throw a rope around the sun, I'll throw a rope around the moon. My love for you might be young, it'll take all afternoon. Thunderbird, who is it shakes your blood? Who is it swims the water of your blue lakes? A Thunderbird, is it me you're thinking of? If you gotta take somebody, I hope it's me that you take. Thunderbird, who is it shakes your blood? Who is it swims the water of your blue, blue lakes? A Thunderbird, is it me you're thinking of? If you gotta take somebody, I hope it's me that you take. Thunderbird, 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 Thunderbird. Thank you.
That was Josh Ritter performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Josh for joining us in our studio and to 30 Tigers. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, and James Higgins. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producer for this episode was Ina Volovich. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.